Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 15, 2022. Praise the group. The Creator has created a special condition, a group with the help of which we can come to Him. Otherwise, we could not have come and would have remained at our level in an egoistic existence. The group is a wonderful, special quality created in caring for us. This is Adam's soul, which has shattered, and a part of it is in each of us. When we gather in a group, we must gather them together, and then we can come to the Creator. In fact, we have a huge, amazing, unique opportunity to gather together on our earthly level, to gradually bring this gathering of us to a spiritual level in at least something. By the similarity of our striving, even still egoistically, we evoke the influence of the upper light, the Creator, and thus begin to pull ourselves up to Him. This is the way to become like Him, to rise above ourselves, and to get closer to the Creator. All this is the group. Only through it will we be able to make this journey. Otherwise, we remain at the lowest level, animate, in which we were born. The group is a special tool and the only way to rise from the level of an animal to the level of the Creator. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022, Annulling Before the Friends, Lesson 2. What changes the scale of values? Comment: my purpose as a person is to reveal a completely different level of existence, not what I see today. I must exist in my animal body and serve it, but do it in order to achieve something higher. Such education, in principle, changes one's whole approach to life. That is, my life becomes only a means to achieve a higher goal. My response: this approach changes the entire scale of values. If I have a higher goal and I can achieve it today, now, immediately, then of course my attitude to life changes. I look at everything as a means to achieve this goal. Now I measure what exists around me only according to it: should I deal with it or not? Do I need it or not? If we treated our life this way, we would only take the minimum from it. I take the most necessary things for myself and direct all my other resources, my strength, and aspirations only to achieve the goal, because I can achieve eternity and perfection today. At the same time, I do not have to die physically. I just need to develop an additional sensory organ in myself to bring myself into the revelation of the upper world, which Kabbalah gives. From Cab TV's Close Up. Generation August 24, 2009. How can you see prophecies coming true? Question: can the prophetic text have any higher meaning or additional information? Answer: naturally, but only for those who can read and understand it correctly. The material world has no appearance at all, it is painted in our senses. Therefore, to say that the prophet divines something to us: first, he is not a fortune teller or a magician, he simply tells us how nature develops. Nature, and not some kind of legends, fairy tales, or mystical actions. To understand what the prophet says, you need to understand the very language of prophecy and what needs to be done to be at its level. Look next to us, in this world. There are many different objects, inanimate, vegetative, and animate. We, as it were, differ from animals. We rise a little from the animate level to the level of a human. Will the world change for the other levels if a person, according to the prophecy, starts to change somehow? Dogs, cats, wild animals, and vegetation, will they also change or not? The problem is that you must be at such a level to see the change in nature and understand that it is going in one direction or another. This happens according to your education, upbringing, and with your spiritual development. Then you will see that the prophecies are coming true. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 21, 2021. There are only two in love. in love are two. The whole world around is the scenery, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. My response, this is natural because you see nothing else. If you love, you love only one thing or one person and nothing else. Love cannot be 360 degrees. It can only be narrowly focused. We have no other choice, no other option. Even take a mother who loves her children so much. All the same, if we fully understood her condition, then, probably, she treats the smallest with the greatest love. Question, but everything else, as it were, helps this love and only exists for it? Answer, only this way, yes. Question, is this the way to love? Answer, spiritual love implies such a state of a person when he sees all of humanity as one single whole, as one united person, and he loves him. Because he discovers that with such an attitude to this common, unified image he sees the Creator in him. He builds such a communication system with him that he begins to feel in this the whole of nature, all of humanity, all of the present and the future. Other ideas about the Creator are untenable. From CabTV's News with Michael Lateman, November 18, 2021.